KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report.
A woman died Monday after she was pulled from Lake Andrusia near Cass Lake. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office reports it received a 911 call around 4 p.m. of an unresponsive person near the Mission Road Bridge, an area commonly used as a swimming beach. The woman was reportedly swimming at the time. A bystander and a Leech Lake Tribal Police officer retrieved the woman from the water and began life-saving efforts. The victim was transported to an area hospital where she was ultimately pronounced dead. This is the second fatal incident on a Beltrami County lake within 4 days. The body of a man was recovered from Mobile Lake north of Bemidji Friday after he reportedly entered the water from a boat and didn't resurface. Storms swept through northern Minnesota Monday night. The Detroit Lakes area saw the worst damage. Erin Bowman has the details.
A confirmed tornado touched down around 8:15 p.m. on the west side of Floyd Lake, a few miles north of the city. A preliminary assessment by the National Weather Service found damage associated with wind speeds up to 110 miles per hour, including roofs of homes, tipped over buildings, and fallen trees. Becker County leaders hosted a news conference Tuesday morning. Sheriff Todd Glander described the storm.
In my career, yes, I believe this is one of the biggest.
Glander also reports 3 people went to the hospital with injuries. An emergency operations center and shelter is set up at Minnesota State Community College in Detroit Lakes. According to Glander, 31 residents have been helped at the center so far.
This community, they step up, they stick together, we help each other. As far as how we feel, it's amazing.
He says only residents or those associated with a property will be let into the affected area for the time being. The storm also knocked out power across the region. Lake Country Power reported 3,500 members affected by outages. Crow Wing Power reported nearly 900, and Detroit Lakes Public Utilities says 500 lost power. More storms were expected to hit Tuesday night and into the day Wednesday. Isolated severe storms and heavy rainfall are expected in northeast and west central Minnesota. The storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and scattered flash flooding throughout the region. Erin Bowman, KAXE News.
Second Harvest Northland plans to move its Grand Rapids food shelf later this fall. Megan Buffington has more.
The nonprofit will open a new food shelf on the corner of Northeast 3rd Street and Northeast 3rd Avenue in downtown Grand Rapids. The building was previously a ServiceMaster Restore location. In a news release, Second Harvest notes that the new location is closer to the city center and other services, and more walkable than its current food shelf location off Highway 2 in La Prairie. Second Harvest has been exploring location options since last summer, after it closed its food bank warehouse in La Prairie. The customer-facing food shelf is in the same building. The food shelf will continue to operate out of that location. Second Harvest President and CEO Shay Morris says the organization is committed to no gaps in service during the transition between locations. As of late June, Second Harvest was under contract to sell its La Prairie warehouse to a cannabis manufacturing, cultivation, and retail business. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The landfill in St. Louis County is now accepting trash from the 5-county region. As of July 1st, the site in Virginia is the destination for garbage from Resource Renew, as well as Carlton Lake and Cook counties. These all had been part of a joint powers agreement to dispose of waste at a now-closed landfill in Superior, Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Coochin County approved a separate agreement. The regional landfill has been in operation since 1993, serving the St. Louis County Solid Waste Management Area. It included more than 90% of the county geographically, except Duluth and surrounding communities. St. Louis County Environmental Services now expects to handle approximately double the volume of garbage as before. The landfill is expected to remain operational long into the future, but the county is also working to develop a new solid waste campus in Canyon. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, morning show, and Phenology teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.